Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. 1 out of 3 TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
Hey, we back! He's back! Maybe I need to speak louder. He's back! What's up, what's up, what's up, chat? We back for another J-Files New Music Friday on WMUC radio station and digital. Man, I haven't talked to y'all since last year. Did y'all get the joke? Because, you know, last year was 2025 and INC. You get the gist, you get the gist. But it's also Black History Month. So everyone turn to your closest black man, say, I appreciate you, Black King. Everybody turn to your black queen and say, I appreciate you, black queen. And then if you're not black, just yell out, Happy Black History Month, my black people. You know, like, you just gotta appreciate, because it's black, y'all. It's black, y'all. It's bleedy, 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 black, y'all. Ah, man, I got a lot of energy because it's gonna be a great show. But to bring in the topic, the best host for the Grammy Award of Best Host for a Radio Show goes to the J-Files New Music Friday. Oh. There it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. I had to download that. But yeah, we got a lot of new music today. We got some Mr. Ease, we got some Kali Uchis, we got some ASAP Rocky on the line. We're going to play some new music from this week and last week because we missed some days due to the impending snow. So, not impending, from the snow. So, yeah, we're going to get into it. This is the J-Files New Music Fridays. Let's turn up.
Girl, you're already too sexy. What do you do me with your eyes? Make a bad man lose his mind. I say your drama no too plenty. And you know say vibes don't lie. All these girls but you are the life.
Five starting, I know be the shadow wally, but she like my thing. I never wanna let you go, but always wanna watch you leave. Yeah, yeah. Shorty's got a hold on me. Nobody fit to jam my thing. Yeah. But you they do me, nobody they come close. And when you put it on me, I want ghost. But you they inside your love, I want no. Yeah. See. But you they do me, nobody they come close. And when you put it on me, I want ghost. But you they inside your love, I want no.
You are.
No hagas como que exagero, como si todo esto si fuera normal. Tengo tanta droga encima, no puedo pelear, ahora no puedo hablar. Sé que dije lo voy a hacer, pero baby no es fácil, no puedo cambiar. Oh, si te soy más sincero, no quiero intentarlo, ¿para qué voy a tratar? Tengo mil cosas que hacer, cosas que resolver, cosas que hay que pensar. Baby, no puedo entenderte, tengo que salir y la plata gastar. Dime que me va a querer, si me dejo caer, nadie me va a salvar. Y si peleamos hoy,
playing the dang on next song. Alright, so that was That Way by King Promise and Mr. Easy, and then after that, that was Easy Peleloma by Easy Kid and Cali Uchis. I like how that sound, Easy Peleloma. God knows I don't know what that means, but it sounds beautiful. It sounds beautiful. And then I'm sitting here, I'm like, That Way, it sounds just like the song by the Backstreet Boys. And then found out that was the Backstreet Boys. But then he put that Afrobeat spin on that. I like that. But we gonna keep it going. Next, we have Don Toliver with Gemstone. And then we got a couple of songs following that. But please, 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 somebody get me some Don Toliver tickets. I wanna go so bad, chat. I don't even know. But it's okay, because I'll thug it out. But I just want a ticket. So if someone got a ticket or if someone want to go with me, hit me up. All right. This is J-Files, New Music Fridays. So let's keep going.
And I bought me some more missiles. I was sitting there by myself, dog. Ain't nobody give me no tissue. Back in that trap. I'm on the east side, I'm on the north side, south to the west, baby, where's your at? I'm from
Klingo and way off the map. Call 206, man, turn out my hats. I'm on a jet trying to get dispatched. Carlo Floyd, set up the match. Why would I play when I know this? Why would I play when I know this slap? Told the DJ, go run it. Told the DJ, go run it. Why would I play when I know this? Why would I play when I know this? Tell the DJ gon' run it, tell the DJ gon' run it. Why would I play? Four in a game, bro, I'm from Molly and Brandon. Yeah, I'm insane, bro, I'm not tripping. This shotty just drop on my bang bus. Different way down in the sea. I done went drop my anchor. What is we talking about? No, I don't talk a lot. Let's just buy that paper. Switching lane, the lamb delirious. Pull on your block, cause fast and furious. Switching lane, the lamb delirious. Pull on your block, cause fast and furious. You talking to me? Can't be serious. I got the bag, you know that I'm clearing it. Who in the lamb? Who in the Porsche? Who in the Audi? Oh, we be steering it.
That was Don Toliver's Gemstone before, and then after that, it was Bruno Mars' new song, I Just Might. Shout out to Heidi for that song request. She requested on my Instagram. Y'all can go ahead and do that every week when I post. And don't skip it. Go back and put a song in there if you want to hear some good music, which is your music. Anyways, so yeah. What I just want to hear real quick, not really hear, but I just want to know some hot takes, and you can text me or whatever. How y'all feel about this new Bruno? I hear a lot of people talking about, oh, it sound like the same Bruno that been putting out music since the 2010s. But then some people just like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, so let me hear. I want to know what y'all think. I want y'all to think on that. But next up, we have Pieces of You by Joji. And then we'll follow up with some more new music of today. This is the J-Files New Music Fridays. Stay tuned.
Yeah, hurt and feeling fine. Found the sky, but you don't live in no more. And hurt, breathing in the night, left you behind. Not chasing your ghost no more. Yeah, all the constellations, they no longer hold a piece of you. Now I can finally say that I stopped looking for that piece of you.
Finally found another sky. You know they're on my mind. Like it used to be cloudy every other night. Trying to forget all that you were for me. When I fell into you, hesitating, unsure what to do. All the reasons why left you behind. Say, four times, I'm not even sure. Called it love, I without a back and forth. Rain kept coming down, but I liked your heart. Sky so clear without you in your star. Now you're looking for a piece of me, but I can't be peace for you now. Said you're looking for a piece of me, but I'm not peace for you now.
Found the sky, but you don't live in no more. And hurt, breathing in the night, left you behind. Not chasing your ghost no more. Yeah. All the constellations, they no longer hold a piece of you. Now I can finally say that I stopped looking for that piece of you.
Stop looking for that piece of you. nice. I just like my space on some call you back. These days I just want you here watching romance movies before we lay back. Never thought someone like you could pull that out of me, but there goes my heart again. There ain't even no room in my place for you, video open. I thought there was no more to see, but you brought the ocean. I thought you would drown on your own, life can't get me here, but there goes my heart. Don't look, don't touch. That's the last thing I won't do. Don't want nothing from something I could lose. Don't you dare look at me like that. There goes my heart again. Then we get close. Show me something real. That's over, ain't got nothing to fear. No broken hearted people here. No more second guessing. I won't fight it in the end. You captured my heart, you win. Don't look, don't touch. That's the last thing I won't do. Don't want nothing from something I could lose. Then we get close, both eyes closed. Can we get slow before I go losing control? Make my love flow. Anything goes, there goes my heart again.
I'm gonna need you.
And that was Jordan Ward with Themselves, Ella May with There Goes My Heart, Somber with Homewrecker, and Piece of You with Joji. And you know I had to surprise y'all with the Giveon plug, yo, with the Giveon plug. I was like, let me hide it. I'm getting excited because I'm over here going on live on Instagram too. So if you're listening and also want to see, go ahead on my live chat. But yeah, that was the recent artist. Jordan Ward, he just put out a new album. You should definitely go listen to it if you like that kind of sound. We got Ella May. She's back. She's back. Giving us more heartbreak music, even though she got a man and new child. But it's okay. It's okay. She can do whatever she wants. She's a grown woman, and it's Black History Month, you know? So, yeah. And then that was Somber, the Grammy-nominated of Best New Artist this year in the 68th Grammys. And then of course, you know, it's Giveon. So, you know I gotta shout him out. So, yeah. So, all right. Now it's time to get to the nitty-gritty. I'm going on live because of copyright reasons, I can't play music while also on live. So I'm going to start doing it just on the topics. But here we go. The topic of today. I got that thing downloaded. Ah. All right. So the topic of the day is clearly the Grammys was this week on February 1st, 2026, of course, during the first day of Black History Month. And it was the 68th Grammys, hosted by Trevor Noah. And so we're gonna talk about it. Like I said, if you want to come on the live, ask questions, talk, then shoot, hey, come on, talk about it, you know. But the show was hosted by Trevor Noah, and so this is also his last time actually hosting, because this is his sixth consecutive. And so I have a thing about, like, you know, like award shows, and not just music necessarily, but for a good award show, I feel like I need a comedian. I need a comedian. I gotta have a comedian, because, like, it's honest. Okay, this might be a little messy or trashy, but if the host is just a genuine nice person, then I'm just gonna be disinterested, because they gonna not wanna, like, you know, lighten the load, lighten the air. It's already tense. It's an award show. People nervous. People scared. They wanna get the award. So it's just like I need a comedian to, like, make fun of them, make lighthearted jokes, and not be too serious, to, like, allow themselves to be free and be open. So, yeah. And so a good example is Alicia Keys. No hate to Alicia Keys. Love her musicianship. But when she hosted the Grammys one time, I forgot how old I was, but she was just so nice and so caring, and I love that. I love that. Be caring, be nice. But as a host, I'm kind of like, I need you to make me laugh a little bit. I'm tense. I want my favorite artist to win. So I digress. But I say all that to say, I really enjoyed the Golden Globes that happened a week before, because they had Nikki Glaser, and she was, you know, Nikki. I love me some Nikki Glaser. I want to go to her comedy show. She was telling jokes, making fun of the actors, but in a lighthearted way, and not really being too crazy. Like, we know she can go crazy from her Tom Brady special. But yeah, so Trevor Noah hosted, and he did a good job. I wasn't mad. At first I was like, but it wasn't bad. He made a lot of jokes about the current system and political, economic state of the world, which I think was very good, very beautiful, especially on a big platform. He made a lot of jokes about Trump, and ICE and all that. And it was very, I guess, refreshing to know that we had these people in power, though I don't particularly care to, like, think of them, like, oh, as not higher power is such a weird word, but, like, of higher standard. I definitely understand that social and cultural power is real, and that the fact that these people are using their social and cultural power and using it to speak out against injustice that is happening by powers we're supposed to respect, it's just a beautiful thing, and I appreciate it. So yeah, so That it was a good show. Performances, they had Lady Gaga, Sabrina Carpenter. Then they had the whole Best New Artist presentation of Olivia Dean, Lola Young, Somber, Alex Warren, Cat's Eye, Addison Rae. First of all, I love that they started doing that, having the Best New Artist like do a little performance. Now, does it make the performance a little bloated? Yeah. But I appreciate them giving like new artists that platform to perform something and show people what they could be missing. And so, yeah, and so I watched it. Of course, I'm gonna do my list. I'm not copyrighted because I'm gonna give him credit. This TikToker, he'd be like, "This is my list, I can't miss," and that's true. It's my list. You on my show, but I love y'all, so please stay. So honestly, like rankings, Addison Rae, I just not to my liking, not to my taste. Now, I did enjoy her album. I think her album was nice. It was poppy. It was fun. But as a performer, as a live artist, as a live singer, I just wouldn't really want to see that because she just doesn't have the strongest vocals. And not even have to be the best vocalist, just having strong vocals. It's just not in her catalog. And it's just a shame because, like, she does a great performance. But she is definitely one of the best out of the TikTok bunch. But I had to put her last. And then sadly, above her, but still low, I had to put Cat's Eye. Now, I know my K-pop fans, I mean friends, I was about to say fans. Shoot, I ain't that Hollywood. My K-pop friends, they listen to a lot of K-pop. And so they might hate this, but Cat's Eye, I have my little wits about them. I'm gonna shout out what's up to Taj. I don't know if he's listening, but he's on my live. But Cat's Eye, they kind of throw me sometimes because I think they're extremely talented. I watched Dream Academy, it was entertaining, but then they gonna start putting out some gnarly. But though it was catchy and I was singing it. And I'm gonna throw her under the bus. Me and my friend Amora was singing it. It wasn't top tier. But then it was a cultural thing, and after a while seeing the dance, it just went crazy. So it was like, you know, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a nice little catchy little pop, bop. But then they gonna follow it up with Internet Girl talking about eat zucchini, eat zucchini. I'm like, why? And I'm like, because they're just so talented. But I'm not going to talk too much on them. But they're going to just talk about eat zucchini, eat zucchini. And so I'm just like, okay, nice. But great performance, great dancers. After that, I gotta give it to Alex Warren. He got the whole preacher thing down. I tell you, he got the preaching whites, praise the Lord, beat stomping hallelujah fans down. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because I like a little beat stomping hallelujah, praise the Lord music too. So I'm not even hating. But, you know, just one, he wasn't on key. His earpiece was falling out. And then the music. It feels like there's heart in it because it was about his wife, but it just feels like generic and like nothing popping out to me. So I put him right there. Then after that, I'm gonna give it to Somber. Honestly, I don't think it's a great list that it's like comparable, but Somber, he did a good job. I think he's an entertainer. He does great. He definitely has like youthful energy to just for the crowd. And so I enjoyed his performance. And then after that, I'll give it to Lola Young. I know Lola Young, there were some things going on in her background with just her health, and I hope that she gets better with her health. But But like, it was refreshing seeing her on the carpet and performing, because I knew she was talking about like, oh, I'm done performing for a little while on a hiatus. So it was good seeing her. And she brought the vocals. She brought the rasp vocals, and I appreciate it. And then number one to the best new artist Grammy Award is Olivia Dean. And it had a couple minutes and it all it's on a still love. I'm back on your sofa, cause I still care. You know, I hit that. But what's it called? But she was the best new artist. And I think that was well deserved. She had a great year, a big year. With Man I Need, as it still climbs the charts. It's fighting for that number one. She fighting Bruno, man. I tell you, she fighting Bruno. I think it was well deserved. She had a great speech about same thing about being a granddaughter of an immigrant and showing that we're all human, we're all people, and it's just beautiful. That was a common theme throughout the show. And I really appreciate that. So I think that was good. So yeah, from all the artists, then Abracadabra, Lady Gaga did her thing. It was interesting. She did one of her remixes, and so I appreciated that. I'm shouting out Wallace because he's on my live too, and he over here talking about so inspirational. But Lady Gaga was, I think she had a great performance, interesting performance, because she wasn't dancing, and so it brings your attention to a different way of performing. Sabrina Carpenter, you know I love me Sabrina. You love it. You know I love Issa Sabrina. I love Issa Sabrina, her son, her cute self. I love her. But she also did a performance. Now, was the performance a little chaotic? Yes. Is the song Man Child also chaotic? Yes. Now, was she hitting every single freaking note when she was singing Man Child? She surely was doing that. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that because she sounded beautiful and I enjoyed that. And then, of course, and then you had Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars, I enjoy his new single. I just might. But I think the aesthetic, I think the aesthetic is just getting a little tired a little bit for me. I know some people are saying like, oh, he's making the same music. No, I just think that the aesthetic is tiring because, like, you know, like, I think his aesthetic was different for when he put what was called, I'm about to look it up now, from 24 Karat Magic to something and Hooligans. Don't be mad at me, Bruno Mars fans. I know Aaron, happy birthday Aaron, I know it's her birthday, she a big Bruno Mars fan. Here it goes. Doo-wops and Hooligans. I think it was different from Unorthodox Jukebox, and I think it was different from 24 Karat, and then Silk Sonic. But then once he kind of reheated the nachos of Silk Sonic with the same aesthetic, I was just like, okay, I'm a little bored. But the performance, it was kind of reflecting that same sentiment as Silk Sonic. I was just like, okay, I like it. It was cool. It was calm. So, yeah. And then fast forward to the, dang, I wasn't here for it. R.I.P. D'Angelo. R.I.P. D'Angelo, y'all. Oh, my gosh. That hurt. One of the greatest male vocalists, I say, in history. He was just a great talent, great soulful artist, and so I just appreciate that. His music was very, it's just too powerful. I'm gonna get his album on vinyl next, honestly. Lauryn Hill did a tribute for D'Angelo, and so I'm gonna be honest with you, chat, don't tell nobody I didn't watch it yet, cause I heard it was long, but I'm gonna watch it. But the only thing I'm gonna say, and y'all gonna be saying like, oh, you didn't even watch it, Jabari, you over here talking mess. Okay, I'm sorry, but it's my show, so you know, who cares. Lauryn Hill love to sing everybody's song but hers. But hers. Oh my gosh. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. She sing her songs. It's just with a little remix. But I know it's a lot of like industry things that's going on behind it and why she can't sing it. It's definitely, but I honestly believe that she did a good job because she is also a neo-soul artist, neo-soul-esque artist. So that was all the performances. Now, let's get into some of these award-winning artists. I got this list right here. All right, so I'm going to start from the top, tippity-top, I'm going to start from the bottom, okay? So, first of all, hold on, let me get to it. Best, be in the R&B, rap, spoken word, poetry category. Shout out to Kehlani for winning them two Grammys. Man, I was telling everybody left and right. Carissa, y'all remember Carissa? She know we were betting on Kehlani full-heartedly. She deserved that Grammy. So proud of her. Well-deserved. Took her too long. And I'm excited for this album. I'm excited. I'm excited because, what's it called? Because I've been a Kehlani fan since her first EP. And EP or mixtape, kind of same thing, but not. But her first mixtape, and then I was there for like, then this used to be my favorite time of the morning. Thanks you and I text you like good morning. And then I was there for, I'm trying to think. Oh, wait, you didn't want to see me during the It Was Good Until It Wasn't album. Man, and all this love is toxic. And then I'm going down memory lane. And then I'm trying to think. Blue Water Road. I remember in high school I was listening to Wondering. I didn't particularly like the album after that. But I still acknowledge her artistry. I wanted to go to her concert so bad. So yeah, well deserved. She won two. She won Best R&B Performance for Folded and Best R&B Song, and that's well deserved. She deserved that. Happy for her. So then we're gonna skip the alternative because I don't know if my crowd is a big alternative fans. So we're gonna go past that. Best Dance Electronic Album. I played her before on here, but You Sexual by FKA Twigs, great album. I enjoyed it. She definitely like experimental and upbeat, and it's just very enjoyable, and I really enjoyed it. Best Dance Pop Recording, Abracadabra won, Lady Gaga won, and you know, though I wouldn't want it, Midnight Sun by Zara Larsson, because she had a great huge year and she got a voice on her, but I also appreciate Lady Gaga. I love this Lady Gaga resurgence. Definitely well deserved, and I think that was just well deserved. All right, we're gonna go higher. Mayhem also took sweeped for Best Pop Vocal Album. I think that was deserved. Though I enjoyed Miley Cyrus's Something Beautiful, and I also enjoyed Man's Best Friend. And then Swag was good. It was just way too bloated. Cut half of the songs on each of the albums. It would have been bomb, I promise you. Anyways, Mayhem by Lady Gaga won. And so I was very happy about that. But what was interesting was Best New Artist, Lola Young. She won Best Pop Solo Performance with Messy. And so I think that was an interesting choice. So I'm looking at the description right now. So it says for Best Solo Performance, it's for new vocal or instrumental pop recordings, singles, tracks only. Okay. So maybe I'm looking at this differently. Okay. So then I think instrumental and vocals, I think I think she definitely, Lola Young has a definitely has a powerful emotional voice and tone that she brings with her. And it was definitely refreshing. But I was kind of like, I tilted my head a little bit. I was like, huh, interesting. Because I could have swore Manchild was going to sweep it. But it's okay. I think Sabrina Carpenter, I don't know. I think she also expected that. I can't lie when I look back at it. But, you know, it's YOLO. You know, you got nominated. Hey, I didn't get nominated. I'm still here. I'm not mad. I'm a little mad. They should have put best. They should have had J.E. Files, New Music Friday, best radio show. You think so, Chad? It's okay. I don't care what you think. It's like, no, I do. Anyways. All right. Now we go into the big categories. So we got Song of the Year, which is a Songwriters Award. So it's a Songwriters Award. And a lot of people, when we talk about like these categories, people don't really think about like what the category is for. And so like when you have Songwriter Award, it's basically for songwriters. It's not based on the song or how it sounds vocally, the instrumental songwriting specifically. Said that already. Anyways. So there was Abracadabra by Lady Gaga, Anxiety by Doechii, APT by Bruno Mars and Rosé, DTMF by Bad Bunny, Golden by K-pop Demon Hunters, Luther by SZA and Kendrick Lamar, Manchild by Sabrina Carpenter, and Wildflower by Billie Eilish. And a lot of people were like confused about like, why is Billie Eilish being nominated again from an album, from a song that came from an album last year that was also nominated? And I assume my understanding of it is that they put it out as a single after the show, and so that was makes it eligible to be considered for a Grammy this year. But I think, honestly, I think it's well deserved. I think, like, again, specifically on writing, like, Phineas and Billie never disappoint, and I always appreciate that. They never disappoint. So I appreciate that. You know. And by the way, for all the haters, Doechii won Best Music Video, okay? She didn't win nothing for the song. I don't think she should have won for the song in any of the song categories, but she won for Best Music Video, which I think now is understandable. Yeah. Would I have chosen it? Nah. But anyways, all right, keep pushing. All right. Then we have, I'm not going to do that one because that's a big one. Okay. Record of the Year. Record of the Year went to Luther and for Kendrick with Kendrick Lamar and SZA. And so, and then of course the other nominees kind of reflected the other categories. And so that was tonight was a big win for Kendrick Lamar. He won Best Rap Album, and then he also won this album. So, and I know the OVO's mad. I know the OVO's mad because what's it called? What's the name? Top Dawg Entertainment over here snagging all the awards for all the albums. And so yeah, so I think that I'm trying to do something. And then I think it was well deserved. I love the song. I'm going to see what it's for. Record of the Year Award is to the artists and the producers, recording, engineering, and mastering engineering, if other than artists. I think Kendrick Lamar and SZA and the producers did a good job of taking something classic, which is Luther Vandross, one of the greatest male singers of all time, and making it their own and putting a spin on it. And if this world were mine, like it's hot. All right. And so as the show winds down, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl artist himself, the winner of the Best Latin Musicana Award, and the winner of the Best Album of the Year. I was going to say Best Album of the Year Oh, I don't want to butcher it, so I'm not even going to try it. DTMF by Bad Bunny was the winner of Album of the Year. Well deserved, well deserved. And he is, this is actually the first album by a Latin artist. No, it's a first, it's the first album that's fully Spanish speaking by a Latin artist. And that's truly amazing, and but also truly sad. It should have already happened, but this is a huge accomplishment for all Latin artists, and I'm so proud. And you know, though I don't claim it, but you know, it just so happened to happen during Black History Month. So I'm gonna say Black Black People Magic, Black Latino Magic. Okay, never mind. It's Latin magic. It's Latin magic. It's Latin magic. We can't have everything. We can't have everything. But I think that was a beautiful thing. I've started to get into Latin music, and so I've loved his album. It's very cultural, leaning forward. It's very powerful in the storytelling about what he's talking about. I feel like the category was stacked and it had a great other artist, he really deserved it. And so I'm gonna play this clip of his acceptance speech, and it was just beautiful.